If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This episode is brought to you by Turatec. Here in 29er Rider, we advocate for quality. That's why we ride with Turatec. Because when you ride your bike, it's always an adventure. Visit them on www.facebook.com/Turatec.Philippines to get your hands on iconic Turatec parts and accessories today. Welcome.
All right.
Uy, sino ma?
But ang ganda ng forma natin ngayon.
Daming.
Parang sponsored tayo.
Hinahabol na ako. Hinahabol na ako.
Ba't may tatlong bulag sa show?
And yeah, before we start, before I pass it on to you, Jolly, I'd just like to quickly introduce Jomag. This guy is kind of my idol. He has been incredibly successful, globally renowned entrepreneur, and that's not all. With Potato Corner and multiple brands that he's taken across the world, but The coolest thing about him is he's a hardcore adventurer. Pare, pang if kumi zombie apocalypse, Jomag is the guy you want with you. Siya yung magiging warlord ng zombie apocalypse kasi marunong mag-sailing, fishing, archery, off-road riding, lahat ng mga life skills na kailangan mo pag may zombies, Jomag is the guy.
Ayun, doon na lahat. Uy, alam mo, ito, nag-comment si Mel Aquino. Ay po, Sir Jomag, idol ko po yan. Nako, idol lang, idol natin yan, iba, ibig sabihin.
So si Jomag, idol ng idol natin.
Oo. Anong tawag dun?
Hindi ko alam.
Pero anyway, bago tayo magsimula at makabuelo iba, kailangan natin batiin yung isa nating sponsors, which is ang Podmetrics. So, kung ang ating mga nakikinig na gustong magtayo ng podcast or isang podcaster na ngayon at gustong mag-advertise sa podcast sila at kumita, pumunta kayo sa podmetrics.co. So, madaming mga features ito for both content creators and advertisers. So, check out podmetrics.co for more. So, Podmetrics is the easiest way to monetize your podcast. At, ipapaalala ko lang, tuloy pa rin ang ating promo iba sa Mr. Speedy. So, lahat ng gagamit ng promo code na Speedy na Rider sa Mr. Speedy na app, magkakaroon kayo ng 50 pesos off sa inyong first order. Tapos, iba, may palapit na ngayon, March 27. Alam mo ba kung anong meron sa March 27?
Ha? Ano meron?
Ano meron?
Oh, birthday ng Lazada.
Ha? Happy birthday, Lazada.
Isang napakalaking sale ang magaganap ngayong March 27. So, meron tayong live stream sa March 27 sa Sabado. At
Shop
with Tunay na Rider. At makikita mo ang pinamimili ni Iba at ni Bak at ako.
Walang hiya-hiya. We'll shop with you.
Walang magre-reklamo, ha?
And then
walang magre-report sa police.
And if you guys yun. Have anything cool, please share it with us so that we can maximize the savings on the birthday Lazada birthday sale.
Oy, tinatanong pala ni Silen Aguho. Pucha, anyari sa'yo, Jolly Alarcon. Ano, nasagasaan ako ng kotse ng motol kanina.
Alright, we got friends here.
Tuloy na natin ang ating tunay na Rider of the Week.
So, I've known Jomag. I've been lucky to know Jomag for quite a while. But, you know, I never, in the rides that we've gone on, I've never actually learned how you got into riding, Jomag.
Yung ano, yung tatay ko, mahilig sa motor yun. So, my dad did a Harley Davidson when he was young. Actually, Harley Davidson niya was the sidecar. Harley Davidson car. So, ginanggal niya yung sidecar. Naging daily use ng dad ko yung ano, yung Harley Davidson na yun. He called it Black Beauty. And then, that was one. Tapos,
do you remember what year, what
my
model?
My brother naman, mahilig rin sa motorsiklo. In fact, my brother was a 19 after the war. So early 50s. So that's
so these are one of the post war Harley Davidsons.
That was when he was his 20s. Eh. That was yeah, yan. Tapos my brother naman was a stunt rider for Honda before. His bike, it was a Honda 350. So that was yata the biggest bike in the 60s eh, of Honda before. Before the ano, the CBs came out. So yun, medyo I watched
nasa dugo.
Always on a motorcycle. Then my tapos nung high school ako, nung fourth year high school ako. Ano, nung first year high school ako, yung actually grade 7 pala, yung dad ko nagregalo sa akin ng CB125. Yun may disc brake na.
Oy,
so that was 1974. So I was going to school sa Cubao. Minsan, daladala ko yung CB125.
Yung ano ba, yung sinasabi mong...
So pinayagan ako mag-motorsiklo ng tatay ko kahit wala lisensya.
Wait, how old were you grade 7? Ilan taon ka nun?
14 siguro.
Swerte mo, Jomag.
Tapos... I learned how to ride a motorcycle sa C70. Sa C70.
Mm.
Kasi yung isang pinsan ko may C70 before. So, dun ako natuto. Tapos, nung ano naman, nung fourth year high school ako, my brother naman lent me his CB750. So, I was able to go to school once in a while on the 750. Fourth year high school. So, but, and then college, first year college, my brother gave me naman na ano, Yamaha XS650. Uy,
the okay. Japanese Triumph.
So, yun ang pampasok ko sa eskwela, yung XS650.
Ganda ng tunog nun.
That's tapos, a really cool bike.
Oh, tama, parang ano yan, Bonneville yun eh. Diba yung makina nun, parang Triumph Bonneville yun eh. Yeah, so, but I had so many accidents with that bike. So, kasi yun yung age na ano eh. Di ba nung panahon ko walang helmet, di uso helmet talaga. Parang porma lang talaga eh. So, but I had to, ano, but to give up that bike because I was in college, I had to work already in college. So, naging parang back subject yung, ano, yung motorsiklo. I wanted to ride the motorcycle always, but I couldn't afford it anymore. So, di ba pag ganun, pag merong sa youth mo, merong mga gusto ka eh na hindi mo nagawa dahil nawala ka ng pera or may nangyari, hindi mo natuloy yung love mo for that ano, for that whatever. So, back subject ang tawag doon, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
So, motorcycling was a back subject among many other things, di ba, subject. So, nung nagkapera na ako, eto na, bili na. Una, nagkapera ako, maki, ano, ng 250 na, ano, VF 250 ba yun?
Honda.
O sports.
Then that started it again. Kasi balik na ako sa motorsiklo. Honda, oh, Honda na 750. Tapos, 250. Pagkatapos nun, bumili ako ng NSR 250. Pagkatapos nun, ano na, Ninja na 750. Tapos nun, pala yan na, na-addict ako sa, ano, sa CB, sa Fireblade, CB 900 RR. So I had three kinds of CBR.
Wow! So naka-sport bike ka rin? Talaga, you started with sport bikes.
Grabe yung tunog nun. Until now, I love the sound of...
Ito, iba. Nag-start si Jomag sa sports bikes nung 80s.
Walang ka-safety-safety features mga sport bike na ngayon noon, di ba, Jolly?
Di ba nga, ang ating conclusion ng ating 80s episode, di ba? Yung mga riders nung 80s, mga ano yun eh. Mga ibang lahi yung mga yan. Kasi the fact that you live through the 80s riding those bikes...
Na walang helmet.
Na walang helmet. Na walang gear.
And all of
may
that
helmet,
horsepower.
Spray net ang gamit.
and all of that horsepower, Jomag, and the brakes were kind of not that great back then.
Ang mga rider nung 80s airtime, 70s at saka 80s airtime, di ba? Kaya walang helmet. Paparado ko yung CB750 sa St. Paul's QC. Tambay.
Nako, yari. Ilan ako
nun. Ang ganda naman.
Alam mo, kung kilala doon.
Living the life. Sports bike. Okay, kaya ka nga, St. Paul's, walang helmet.
So, parang, you probably got a ninja because you watched ano, Top Gun. Ang daming na bentang ninja noon. Aviator shades pa, Jomag.
Ah, hindi. Wala akong shades noon. Talagang gustong-gusto ko. Nakikitang-kita ako talaga. Walang shades. Gusto ko talaga. Kitang-kita. So, nag-stop yun. Kasi I had to work na. I was working at Wendy's na. Didn't time for ending na. So, work and work na. Until, ano, starting 1990, I think 2000, that's when I started going back to motorcycles again. But this time, I found a new ano interest, dirt biking na.
So, ayun.
Kasi basic rin yung dirt biking. Basic rin sa akin yung bike.
So, how did motorcycling or the mindset behind riding motorcycles influence your entrepreneurial side?
Ito. My love for motorcycles is part of because of my personality. I'm an introvert. I am an extreme introvert. When I'm on a motorcycle, I feel alone. And that's why I love being on a motorcycle. I love that alone time. That's one. Number two, my father died when I was young. After my father died, I had started suicidal tendencies.
Oh, wow.
So, nagkaroon ako ng parang, ano, death wish always. In my being extreme, in doing what I do in motorcycles, crossing Hemadi and Gilmore, wrapping 6th Street, no? Without stopping, passing by two intersections at a time, death wish ko yun eh. Eh, malas lang, walang nangyari sa akin. Those are the three things why I love what I do, very extreme.
Now, what's great about riding is you can be an introvert and still be social. Because you don't have to talk to anyone for hours on end. And you're still in a group and you're still building bonds and relationships. You talk with how you ride. That's how you communicate.
Yeah. The nice thing about motorcycling, you're right, I agree. You can be alone in a motorcycle. You're introvert. You're comfortable, but you can have other riders all around you, with you, because you have your own space. So it's cool to be in an introvert, but a part of a big group. Because kanya-kanya kayo sa motorcycle. Eh. You're not in one car. You're forced to talk to anyone inside the car. You know.
It's not like golf na very social. Talaga. And that's what I love about riding because you build this inherent trust and you communicate with how you ride, not by talking, it's by action. That I trust that the person in front of me is looking out for me and I trust that the person behind me, if anything happens to me, has got my back. Iba yung level, iba yung bonds of riders.
Lahat individual sports. So, solo flight lahat. In fact, if you see me playing golf, I'm most likely coming in the golf course at 3 o'clock in the afternoon because I can play alone and I won't bother anybody else.
And when it comes to mental health, no, riding for me is it just when you wake up in the morning pre-COVID and I get on my bike and I'm going to wherever I have to go for work. Iba yung energy, iba yung peace of mind because you don't need coffee when you get up. Eh. You're just getting on your bike and you're doing what you love. And it gives you a lot of time to be grateful, I think. I mean, I think a large chunk of why I am a happy person is because I ride a motorcycle. I saved a lot of time. I can sleep longer. And it gives me a lot of time to be just tremendously grateful for the rides, for the relationships that I've built. And it gives you time to think. I think it definitely helps my mental health anyway. Moving along. All right. So now this is your solo riding. I know. But now, your family now, they all ride. Parang isa ka ng gang of motorcycle riders. How did you get them into riding?
I always thought that my kids should learn how to ride motorcycles. And it was a good decision because look at this pandemic, di ba? Ang dami mo pwedeng puntahan kung nakamotorsiklo ka. Pag nakakotse ka, ang hirap lumabas, ang hirap lumayo. But you're like free when you're in a motorcycle. Eh. So, swerte. And I just wanted to make sure that motorcycling, my kids know how to motorcycle. Enrolled them in yung Honda Riding Academy, tapos yung Ducati Riding Academy.
Riding experience.
So I wanted them to be competent in riding. So one goes trail with me once in a while. The other two use the scooters once in a while if they need to go out and buy something in 7-Eleven, for example. So okay yung scooter. Then my wife naman, Ines, kasi ano, di ba? My wife likes to be with me, you know? And I got to hand it to her. She loves to be with me. And ang galing niya eh, kasi ang ginawa niya, di ba, individual sports ako. So nag-sailing ako, nag-aral rin siya mag-sailing. So I'm in one sailboat and she's in another sailboat. So at least magkasama pa rin kami. Alone, but she's still with me. When I do archery, she does archery also. So where I'm alone, taking care of my own score, and then she's also alone. Diba? And she's with me. Nung motorsiklo ko, nag-motorsiklo na rin siya. Para I'm alone in my motorcycle, and she's also in another motorcycle, but with me. Not necessarily behind me or riding with me. So she also understands that she's giving me space because siguro she understands already my need for alone time. My need to be who I am, no? Who's very introvert. So, baka, and I think she's so slightly introvert, that's why she's fine that way. So, yun, we're a happy motorcycling family, and I hope our grandchildren will also know how to ride motorcycles. And wives, you know, my children, will be able to enjoy riding motorcycles themselves also. So, si Ines goes trail, goes adventure ride with me also. So, yan.
Yon. And I those are, I think having common goals and common hobbies. Grabe, ang dami talagang fire truck. Can you guys hear that? No.
Yep.
Anyways, so I think common.
Oh, hindi naman nag-alarm yung alarm nyo.
Yeah,
hindi pa. I think having common goals and hobbies with a family, lalo na now, is one of those things that are very, very important, no? Sharing these things. Yeah. So, Jolly. Off to you, Jolly.
Nako, Jomag, nabanggit mo kanina yung mga bikes na ginagamit mo noong mga 80s. Pero pag-usapan naman natin yung mga bikes na ginagamit mo ngayong karaniwan. So, which bike ngayon sa iyong stable do you is your favorite or you get to ride most often?
Well, of course, every year that somehow changes, you know. But now today, maybe this month or maybe the next few months, my flavor of the month is the Honda XRM. Because it's now my new adventure bike. In fact, I rode. We had an adventure ride this morning and until this afternoon. So I was using a Honda XRM. We did some river crossings. We did some new trails.
Wait, can we clarify? You've got like the last time I saw you, I think it was at KTM, and you have this enduro. What was it? What bike did you pick up at KTM? Was it an XX or was it one of the free rides?
Yeah, I ride. Before I was able to sell maybe 5 motorcycles. No, most of them my dirt bikes. Because I said to myself, I don't think I'll become a grip because nobody wants to ride with me anymore because of all the aggressive of riding. So I have to tone down the way I ride because of 5 brain surgeries. It's about time that I should tone down the way I ride. That's why. Then I sold most of my dirt bikes. I just kept a few. My stable now is mostly scooters. And there's some trophies there. But some of the trophies I also sold already.
Mm. Baka maybe nabenta ka, Jomag. Message mo sa akin mamaya.
Yan. Tunay na benta.
Meron akong binibenta. Mga 3. Baka interesado kayo.
Oo. Wag mabanggitin. Wag mabanggitin. Sandali. Pasang private message yun. 3, sakto.
Well, the reason why I chose the XRM because it's light, it's easy to ride. I want to do an adventure ride all over the country soon. Maybe after the lockdowns, I'll take the XRM all across the country and see the entire Philippines. Yun ang next ano ko, dream ko naman.
Yun.
Sama ko.
XRM
scooter din gagamitin ko.
Adventure bike.
Ako sama ako pero dalhin ko yung XADV.
Well, technically scooter naman yun, iba.
Uy, Jolly! Iba! Alam nyo ba yung Touratech?
Oo, alam ko yun. Sino ba namang tunay na rider ang hindi alam ang Touratech?
I wouldn't have been able to confidently complete the ride for light on my GS without my Touratech gear. That was 20 days, 6,600 kilometers around the PH.
Tapos, made in Germany pa yan. And we are lucky to have Touratech Philippines as partners on Tunay na Rider.
You can check them out at Unit 5 Pelbel 2 Building, Shaw Boulevard, Pasig, or go to the Touratech Philippines Facebook page. Touratech, new ideas for motorcycles.
Saka adventure bike talaga yun. It's easy to put out, it's easy to get in a Roro. Lang magasgas. Pag sumemplang ka, mura pagawa. So, yun, that's the reason why I think the Honda. I don't like to break, for example, I don't like to wait for a brake lever that's broken when I'm in Davao, for example. I'd like a bike where you can find the parts anywhere in the Philippines. A mini mechanic can repair it or tune it up. So, yun. So, my choice is the Honda XRM for adventure in the Philippines. Kasi ang nature ko, babiyahe ako, no? Pag may nakita akong trail or road na parang looks interesting, pasok ako. Tapos, parang no plan always, eh. I just go where the wind takes me. Parang ganon. And for me, it's the XRM that will take me there easily. I don't have to worry about
it. Yun. Dapat tuloy-tuloy yung ride, no? Walang putol.
Oy. Sama daw
but
si
of course,
Mel.
You have the other backup.
Yun.
Oo, oh, may Yamaha. Di ba may Yamaha na ano? Eh, yung ano naman, XTZ. Actually, adventure bike yun eh.
Ayun, XTZ. Ang mainstay ng Yamaha na dirt bike ngayon.
Yep, yep.
Go anywhere, di ba?
Si, we have an XTZ here also.
Pero, Joman, basically, nabanggit mo na talagang you'll settle down, bale. So, talagang your next bike or your future bike would be the Honda XRM, which is what you already have. Can you tell us about yung nakwento mo dati eh, yung nag-training ka to service bikes. Under what brand yun? At saka why? Why? I mean, why did you have to study servicing bikes?
Well, the reason why I wanted to become formally trained as a mechanic kasi my father was a mechanic. My brother was a mechanic. So, it's in the blood. Parang yun ang programming ko sa buhay. Sino bang may motorsiklo hindi marunong mag-mekaniko, di ba? Parang yun ang ako. Ano eh. Yun dami. Yung right to passage eh. Pag may motorsiklo ka, tanga ka talaga pag hindi marunong mag-change oil or mag, ano, mag-service.
Ito, guilty to.
So,
pero kaibigan ko si Jolly.
I think when you have a motorcycle, you'll be forced to somehow be able to sit the bike.
Ayun.
Dapat.
Alam mo,
dapat.
Alam mo, Jomag, nung bata ako kasi, laging tumitirik yung motor ko. Sinasabihan ako lagi ng dad ko na parang kung hindi mo kayang gawin yung sarili mong motor, you can't own it. At saka iyak ka na lang.
That's really what my dad and my brother told me. Mm. So my brother and my dad, they told me exactly that. Kung meron kang gamit, kotse o motorsiklo, kailangan ay marunong ka mag-ayos na. So, and then I thank KTM for giving me the opportunity to train.
All right. Wow. So at least I know another person who lives near me who can fix my bike aside from Buck. Yung KTM. Si Buck is a KTM expert.
Andaya, may KTM triangle na kayo dyan, ah.
Oo nga.
Ay, Jomag, nabanggit mo kanina, so your dad was a mechanic. Tapos yung service yung dati, yung Harley Davidson na Servi car. So, ibig sabihin nun, di ba, ano yon? That was a model issued talaga sa mga mechanic. So, service, like talagang issued service vehicle yun ng dad mo noon.
Hindi naman siya, he didn't work for Harley Davidson. He just bought the Harley Davidson sidecar.
Ay, ito, meron tayong question galing sa ating viewers. Medyo magandang tanong to, Sir Jomag. Baka pwede niyong sagutin. I also want to know how to be a KTM certified mechanic. How to be you po?
Yun, si Jaime. What's up, Jaime? Naka KTM 200 or 390? Duke 390 yata, Duke 200 si Jaime.
Siyempre, sa tingin ko yung unang step dyan, kung tama ba ako. Una, dapat bumili ka ng
motor sa KTM.
Normally, to be trained by KTM, you have to be a dealer. You have to be a mechanic. Of who has a dealership of KTM. That's one of the requirements. Mm. So I was just given this opportunity. So actually, nag-apply ako sa ano eh. I asked if I could work in KTM without salary. I just wanted to become a mechanic, period. Ganon. And I like the brand, you know, for dirt biking. To me, one time I had 7 KTMs, no? Dirt bike.
Okay, so that's how you become a KTM certified mechanic. You have to buy as many bikes as a dealer sells.
Kaya nakapuslit.
Oo.
Mga question na may kinalaman sa adventure. Tunay na tortek. Adventure stories.
Pero may mga crowdsourced ano, 'di ba? Ba, may mga crowdsourced tayo.
Bago natin tanungin si ano, si Jomag sa mga adventures niya. May nagpadala ng mga pictures. Yan. Hindi na namin sasabihin kung sino nagpadala. Yan kapag nagmo-motor siya.
First time sumama ako kay Jomag, doon ako dinala. So may trauma na ako sa mga off-road.
Kaya nag-tone down na si Joma kasi wala na daw sa kanya sumasama. Anyway, etong tanong namin. Ikwento mo naman, Sir Joma, kung ano yung mga best go-to riding destination mo o yung mga memorable na pinuntahan mo.
Memorable sa akin ano, yung nag-train ako sa BMW Offroad Academy sa California. Yeah. Kasi we rode ano eh, it was couple of nights we rode across ano desert yun. Kalimutan ko na kung anong desert yun. Memorable akin yun kasi ang sa noon mga ano mga foreigners na ano mga puti na mga 6'4 ang height. Talagang ano pang GS1200 na na stature talaga. Nung naliligo na kami nung gabi, katabi ko yung dalawang 6'5 and 6'6 na ano na Amerikano. Nakita ko yung mga ang graph. So that was memorable for me because wow.
Rin, dala mo XRM.
Big.
Hindi mo nga talaga makakalimutan yung ganun pag ganun.
So, funny. So, sabi ko sa kanila, kasi we had dinner after the shower, we had sabi sa kanila, remind me guys not to have shower with you guys anymore. Kaka-inferiority complex pa talaga. Eh, pagkasama mo pala sa open shower yung mga ganong klaseng tao.
Itatanong ko pa naman sana kung ano yung worst na biyahe mo or experiences. Pero mukhang yun na rin yata eh.
Shower.
Hindi sa ride sa shower.
I consider everything, almost everything I do an adventure because I don't plan for it. To me, my
adventure.
Adventure is no plans. Eh. Just go where the wind takes you. And you expect the unexpected. That's to me an adventure. Na you just do whatever you like at any given time. That's an adventure for me. Anything for me that's really it's planned is, I cannot call it an adventure because it's planned. So, iba-iba na ng adventure. And me, an adventure bike is any bike that I'm using is already entitled to be an adventure bike because I will use any motards in technical trails. I use a scooter in technicals. I use the GS1200 in technical trails. In fact, during that time, ngayon, kasi marami ng big bike events. Kasi may local training na, which is really good for the industry. But during my time,
when I had
a GS1200, I mean, wala pa namang, wala akong masama sa trail ng ano ng ganung klase ng mga bikes. Ako lang mag-isa. That's why I was forced to buy a winch for my GS1200 para pag din ako kailangan ko ng ano ng tulong. May winch naman ako dala-dala. So, yun ang buhay ng ano, solo flight. But it's hard to get ano, it's hard to get fellow big bike adventure riders who are willing to really make their bikes very dirty and fall because it's expensive. Eh, I understand that part. It's expensive. You don't like it dirty. So that's why I choose scooters and small bikes for adventure because...
Pero the 1200 GS, it is a perfect bike for taking these like more rough roads, river crossings, no? The other thing that people don't realize is that when it falls, it doesn't fall all the way. Like, ilan beses na ako nahulog sa trail on my old 1200 GS. Pero dahil sa engine, and syempre kailangan mo ng Touratech crash guards.
Oo.
Hindi siya baksak todo eh. You just have to kind of lean into it with your back, and it's easy to get it up again.
Kaya importante ang Touratech.
Sobrang importante.
I agree with you on that.
Touratech, made for adventure.
Sobra. And then, pero totoo naman eh. I mean, I wouldn't ride off-road on my GS without Touratech gear on it.
No, I just want to say that adventure is a state of mind. It's not a bike that you're using. It's actually going where you don't plan to go. Or going to a certain location and seeing something you always... Yun yung adventure sa akin na... Parang kanina, no? Yung adventure ride namin. Diba, lag-lunch lang kami sa Marat. Turned out to be an adventure ride. Walang plano yun, ha? Navarro and I were just saying, ano, saan tayo papunta? May plano ka ba? Sabi ni Sunny, wala. Ako rin, wala akong plano. Sige, tara, bahala na kung saan. We ended up somewhere in Rizal, new trail, two river crossings on our XRM. So, enjoy talaga. Walang kahirap.
Parang yun ang ride na bagay kay Bakpago, ah. Bakpago adventure.
Tapos
ride
we were yun. Lost. We were lost. We had to ask direction to people. We were lost. We were asking people, oh, saan papunta dito, saan papunta dyan. Ganun lang kami. D was with us, Viking Balasote. So what was, D was using a... Yung punggok na Kawasaki na, ano? Ano motorsiklo? Ano ba yun? Yung maliit?
GSR
ba yun? Speed. Kalimutan ko na tawag. GSR ba yun?
KSR.
KSR yata.
GSR yata Kawasaki. 110cc. Yan ang gamit niya. Speaking naman, dala niya beat. So, adventure kami. On those, Tony Arano was using a 200cc Kawasaki road bike. So, it's not the bike.
It's rider.
The bike.
Walang modifications, Jomag? Like, stock, everything?
Tinanggal lang ni Sunny yung Kickstarter kasi pag nakatayo ka sa XRM, nandun yung Kickstarter, it gets parang tinatamaan ng paamo eh. Kaya tinanggal namin yung, ano, yung Kickstarter.
Yun lang. That's it. That's the only modification. You didn't get like chunky tires. Hindi ka...
Alam mo, iba, may kailangan talaga ako ikuwento. Kasi si Sunny Navarro was a friend of my dad for the longest time ever. Nung bata ako, hindi ko talaga makakalimutan dyan si Tito Sunny. Kasi my dad had a heart attack parang early this year, mga 2004 yata. So, paggabi, ako yung bantay sa ospital. Si Sunny Navarro, bumisita yan, parang ano yata, hating gabi. Bumisita. Tapos nung bumisita siya, nagising ako. Nung dumating siya dun sa ICU, Sunny was wearing this white leather na motorcycle jacket. Tapos helmet, naalala ko, aray pa yung helmet niya. Tapos parang isa lang yung mata niya. So ako parang, wow! Parang look, in hindsight, parang wow, tunay na rider tapos nag-ride ng gabi. Parang that was my most vivid memory of Sunny Navarro. Tapos parang pinagmamalaki niya lagi. Parang sabi kasi nung dad ko, nako, kinakabahan nga
ako. You know,
baka sabihan ako hindi na ako pwede mag-ride kasi inatake na ako sa puso. Sunny was like, yung doctor ko 10 years na ako sinasabihan huwag magmumotor. Nagmumotor pa rin ako hanggang ngayon eh.
Sabi ni Nong BG, si Daddy Sunny is the living legend. No?
So Sunny and I shared that same ano now, flavor of the month RM. So our lunch in Marat kanina sa trail was with Louis Fong and ano, and also with Louis Fong and Big Shot. So you remember Big Shot, iba?
Yeah, of course. Auntie Louis, yeah. The usual suspects.
Uy! Sir Jomag, totoo ba yung sabi ni ano, Melakino? Si Sir Jomag ang kauna-unahang sponsor ng KRB. May katotohanan ba ito?
Yeah. Tama si Mel. Tama si Mel.
Ngayon, di ba, Maitas KRB track? Sayang, ba't hindi naging ano, hindi naging potato corner KRB track? That would be awesome.
Pwede pa. The first technical ride I've ever gone on was with Jomag. And then 3 years before that, dala ko yung 650 GS And si Sunny was on like an off-road bike. And that was my first kind of like fire road, mild off-road ride was with Sunny Navarro.
Mild. Mild. Totoo mild naman.
Totoong mild naman. Ah. Pero dala ko yung 650 GS na yung mababa. Uh-oh. And wala akong alam-alam. So gulat na gulat. Kasi...
Hard mode. Naka-hard mode ka, bale.
So gulat na gulat si Sunny because wala akong alam, wala akong skills, right? I had just started riding. And I would just twist the throttle and go. No matter what, ano, the more I learned how to ride, the more fearful I was. Parang at that time, nasusundan ko sila kasi wala akong alam. Basta throttle and go. And ilang beses nag-bottom yung 650 GS. Ito yung mababa eh. After that ride, kumuha ko ng Dakar. Para medyo mas mataas na.
Yung pala yung kwento ng Dakar mo na yun.
It was Sunny Navarro. Yeah, di ba Sunny gave you a motorcycle, di ba Jolly?
Eh oo, yung una kong dirt bike, ano, binente ni Sunny Navarro sa dad ko. XR200. Kasi naalala ko, tatlo ata yung XR200 niya nun eh. Kasi yung dad ko parang, uy Sunny, anak ko nagbumotor na, may motor ka bang binibenta dyan? Ito, ang dami kong XR kuha ka isa.
I remember going to his place, ang dami niyang motor. Nakapark lang doon, ang dami, iba't ibang motor. And all of them are for sale, I think. Like that's what I remember about his place. Parang if you want one, just make an offer and he'll sell it to you. Yun character talaga.
First time I met Jomag sa Kinabuan Falls at Santa Ynez together with experience. Yeah, Mel, I remember that. Galing mo talaga mag-ride. I idol kita, Mel. I was going to tell one of the memorable rides I had was ano with Euroscoot in the early 2000s. May biyaheng ang Euroscoot, mga Vespa, no? Mga ganon. Took all the way to Santa Cruz, Zambales. In that time, I just bought a motorcycle, Piaggio Skipper from Zion. Or Soup Top. Hindi ko alam ganun kalakas sa gasolina pala yun. So, we rode, no? Every town, from Metro Manila to San Cruz, I had to stop to take fuel. Tapos habol, pagka stop ko sa ano, sila naman hindi hinto eh, tuloy-tuloy sila. So every time I stop, habol naman ako papunta, habulin ko sila ulit. Pagdating sa kabilang, huli na ulit. That ride was very memorable for me.
You know, the most memorable rides are the rides where something goes horribly wrong.
I was racing scooters. Mm-hmm. I was racing scooters for a while with the Euroscoot group. That was also memorable.
Speaking of rides that go horribly wrong, so Mark Sung, you and Joe Mag are in the same club. bringing me on my on supposedly easy rides that turn out horribly wrong, like red clay slipping and sliding rides. Kasama kayo ni Joe Magdoon. Yun. All right, so I guess before we wrap up, this is how we usually end the show. Joe Mag, thank you for sharing your ride experiences and your guidance. For you, how do you define anong ibig sabihin ng tunay na rider?
Walang ano, walang entitlement. Hindi yung nadaan na ka ng kotse ng masama o ng ibang rider ng masama, galit ka na agad. Ang rider dapat alam niya kung saan ang lugar niya. Walang isip na may karapatan siya. Parating walang entitlement. Ang tunay na rider, humble. Tapos rating who takes care of other riders also. Hindi nagagalit sa ibang tao. Yun ang tunay na rider. Tapos, isang tip. Huwag kayong papatutok. Kasi may nakikita ako mga rider nasa gitna ng daan eh. Ang bagal-bagal. Pag napansin kayo na natutok yung kotse sa inyo, tumalang kayo. Hindi sa inyo yung daan. Sa atin lahat yung daan. Okay? So, tip yun ng kapatid ko sa akin dati. Joma, Jojo, huwag ka paputok sa kotse. Sir, mas mabilis ka sa ko sa harap ng kotse. Or padaanin mo yung kotse. Yun lang ang solusyon para wala tayong away sa rally.
So, yung mga nakawangwang, hindi yan tunay na rider. Yung mga civilian, ha? Yung mga civilian na nakawangwang, na puro ganyan-ganyan, hindi yan tunay na rider. Agree. Agree ako dyan. No, you're right. That's the first time we've had anyone say that. And an entitled rider, someone who feels that they're better than other people on the road, hindi yan tunay na rider. I agree 100%. We have something, thanks to our sponsors. It's not a knife. Ay, hindi ko pa nabuksan to.
Kala ko'y papamigay may kutsilyo iba.
From our good buddies in Otterbox, perfect for adventure. Tignan natin ano nasa loob nito. We have an iPhone X symmetry case.
Yun.
Mil-spec.
Galing talaga. Perfect
for Joe Mug's adventures. And I will send that over. It's got drop protection. It's mil-spec.
Thank you.
And also, we have, ano pa meron dito sa Otterbox bag? Kasi yung mga phones ngayon, walang kasamang charger. We've got a rugged fast charger from Otterbox na USB-C. Yon. Thanks, Otterbox.
Napa-plug ba sa motor
yan? Thank you.
Charger?
Oh, naman! Apply natin sa Maralco.
Thank you, Otterbox, for ano. And these are prizes we'll be giving every week to our guests.
Thank you.
And what else? Jolly, what are we doing on Saturday? We've got something special
going
on. Thank you,
Sa Saturday, huwag niyong kakalimutan manood. Meron tayong special episode sa March 27 dahil birthday sale ng Lazada.
Ano oras
so,
yan?
Panoorin nyo si Iba, ako at si Bak. Mamimili kami live. Just don't judge us on what we'll buy.
And also, uy, Coach Mel, pag nag-guest ka,
yeah, teka, meron ano ka oras rin. Hindi nyo sinabi.
Ano oras nga ba? Hindi nga, sir.
Noon. Noon.
Okay, ito eh. At
alas 12.
Alas 12. Sakto, lunchtime.
Oh, abang nagla-lunch, piniplay nyo yung ano, yung live stream. Para pagkatapos kumain, pwede na rin kayong mag-shopping.
Ayun.
Correct. And then if you guys have any good deals and great finds, share it with us and we'll share it with other people. Spread the love. On our next show, who have we got? We have...
Naku! Tropan-tropa natin to, Iba. Next.
Huh? This is another hininug person who's terrorized me off-road.
Hininug si Iba sa trail. Next week, si Mark Sung. At meron tayong special guest ni Iba. Maliban kay Mark Sung. Sino pa ba?
Sino? Super special guest to. I think she just got into hardcore riding, trail riding, enduro riding. But she's known in the race scene and the moto scene. None other than Gabby De La Merced. And that's it, guys. Thank you. Did we forget anything? Oh, Jolly, you know what we got to do.
Yep, we have to thank our partners. So, meron tayong bagong sponsor ngayon, actually, Ibe. No? Potato Corner. Salamat sa
Oh, yeah, that's right. Sir Jomag is going to be sending, some Potato Corner fries. But next show, we'll be giving away, this week, we'll be giving away some Potato Corner swag. I think it's some caps and some shirts, right, Sir Jomag?
Caps and shirts.
Yun.
Yun.
Potato. Yeah. Diba?
Magpo-post kami kung paano, yung mechanics.
Yun.
So, yep. Within the week, po-post kami, basahin nyo lang, sundan nyo lang yung mechanics, at pwede kayong manalo ng Potato Corner merchandise.
Hindi nyo nabibili yan kahit saan.
Limited yan, limited.
Oo.
Tapos, let's thank our partners. Siyempre, yung Otterbox, Turatec, Motul, oh. Under Armour.
Motul ba? Motul.
Hindi ba halata? Lason Moto Club. And of course, Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics. At saka,
Popsocket.
See you guys next week.
Oh.